Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Dottie Merkey, Program Chief and Public Information Officer for the Riverside County Department of Environmental Health. Thank you for joining me today, Dottie. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Stephen, for having us. We really appreciate being on.
Okay, tell us about the Department of Environmental Health. What is its purpose?
The Department of Environmental Health actually has several programs. Probably our most common program is our food facility inspection program, where we do the restaurant inspections and we put the grade cards in the window. We also have a public, semi-public swimming pool inspection, and that's where we inspect pools at hotels, motels, community pools, schools, things like that. We have our hazardous materials program, our land use program, water well program. We do retail tobacco inspections. We do body art facility inspections. We have a vector control program. So we're actually quite diversified.
So that's interesting. I never associated the Environmental Health Department as the department that went in to inspect restaurants and food establishments.
That's correct. That's us.
So the Riverside County Department of Environmental Health recently received two achievement awards. Tell us about those awards.
Sure. We're really proud of those awards. It's a national award from the National Association of Counties, and we actually won two awards this year, and one is for a program we called Saving the Public, one PSA at a time, and this was in the category of civic education and public information. We have quite an extensive program where we do these public service announcements. We make videos, very short videos that we put on our website, we put on our Facebook page to kind of help educate the people on how to look for safety issues in their own backyard swimming pool. It explains our restaurant program. It explains what facilities need a hazmat permit. It explains things like how to protect yourself from getting a disease from a mosquito bite, how to protect your backyard and your family from even inadvertently breeding mosquitoes in your backyard. So it really kind of explains to the public what they can do to keep their own family safe, keep their community safe, things like that. The other award that we won was our Hazardous Materials Branch Award, and this is for our annual Hazardous Materials Business Plan Submission Automation. So for our Hazardous Materials Branch, companies must file plans with the county to publicly disclose where hazardous materials are located at businesses, such as gas station, dry cleaners, car repair shops, things like that. And business plans provide information to police, firefighters, other first responders, ensure that measures are in place that allow employees to safely handle hazardous materials. And this allows the facilities to submit these online plans to a state system, and our system automatically sends out reminders of when they need to submit these, because they do have to be updated yearly.
So what's the purpose of a hazmat plan? Is it in case there's a fire at a facility and firefighters and police can then pull up that information and have it ready so they know where the hazardous materials are located?
That's correct. If there's a fire at any facility, as the first responders are pulling up, they can actually log into the state system and it will tell them what hazardous materials are stored there, what type, and that lets them know how to fight those fires, because each different types of chemical fires require different types of approaches to put out the fire.
So then all that information is available in one state database?
That's correct.
And what did the Hazardous Materials Branch win the award for?
So the Hazardous Materials Award was for the category of information technology, because it combined a way for our business facilities to be able to submit these plans online through our county website. And we are actually the only county in the state that is providing this service.
So a business can just go online and fill out their hazardous materials plan?
That's correct. And they can access this through our website. And most of our businesses are already familiar with our website. They go on there to find out information and updates and things like that. So they can just log on to our website and there's a link to the state system that will take them right to their business plan submission.
Now, is there a website where the general public can go to find out more information about the Riverside County Department of Environmental Health?
Our website has all of our programs listed on there. Our website address is www.rivcoeh.org. And then, of course, our Facebook page is Riverside County Department of Environmental Health. And on there, we list, we put out a lot of press releases. We post a lot of our videos and just general information for the public. We put informational bulletins on there during, like, summertime is coming up, so we have informational bulletins posted on how to keep your backyard pool safe, if you, how to keep food safe at barbecues and picnics and potlucks, information like that.
Okay, before we close, is there anything the public should know about the Department of Environmental Health that maybe they don't know?
You know, our website has a lot of information on our different programs, so we really want the public to know that we're kind of here flying under the radar, making sure that the public is staying safe from things like foodborne illness and waterborne illness, vector diseases from mosquitoes and things, and, of course, our hazardous materials, our landfills. We have a wealth of information that people can do for their own community and their own family on our website. It will empower them to be able to make some decisions that will keep them their families safe.
Okay, Dottie Murky, Program Chief and Public Information Officer for the Riverside County Department of Environmental Health. Thank you for joining me today, Dottie. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.